the strength of Samson, the wisdom of Solomon, the patience of Job, the faith of Abraham, the insight of Daniel, and the courage of David. My husband Dan and I have been blessed with two amazing girls. Sarah is 15 and Megan is 13. Yes, we have two teenage girls in our house, and let me say, we are not locking in drama. Being a mom has taught me patience, compromise, commitment, how to survive on very little sleep, but most of all, it has taught me God is always in control and has a wonderful plan for us. Sarah was born in August. She was healthy and we were blessed. Not much of a sleeper, but a very happy girl. Dan and I agreed from the beginning that if at all possible, I would be a stay-home mom. A very tough decision for us, considering we had just bought a house and Dan had started his own firm. We agreed to take a leap of faith and trusted that God would provide. We soon realized we had to make a lot of sacrifices, but God is good, and he did provide in many different ways. My first and probably greatest struggle as a mom, besides lack of sleep, was dealing with our competitive culture. From the beginning, it was whose kid was better than whose. Who's walked first, talked first, was potty trained first. It quickly became very overwhelming for me. I isolated myself from a lot of friends for fear my child wasn't measuring up, for fear I wasn't measuring up. I began to feel very defeated, and in trying to have a perfect family, I piled on my children expectations that were unrealistic and out of their control. The competition only seemed to grow greater as the kids got older. I remember one day getting a call from Sarah's grade one teacher to say that she felt Sarah had a reading disability. She felt Sarah was distracted in class and often interrupted other kids in reading circle. In fact, just that day, she had distracted the reading group by trying to help one of the girls do up her sweater. The teacher recommended we have Sarah tested. You can imagine the tears I shed that day. I was so worried what people might think of my little girl or what they might think about me as a mom. I was so wrapped up in the world's expectations, I missed seeing the positive. My daughter was distracted because she was helping another child do up her sweater. Such compassion for others, we have learned, is one of Sarah's greatest strengths. Dan and I chose for Sarah not to be tested. Instead, with the teacher's support, we got her extra tutoring and worked more with her at home. She has developed very good study habits as a result of having to work harder to learn to read and has become a very good student. As a mom, it's hard to watch our children struggle, but when we see God's hand in the process, it's such a beautiful thing. Megan was born in February. My husband's an accountant, so we soon realized having a baby in tax season was really not a good idea. But Megan was a good baby, and fortunately, she liked to sleep a little more than Sarah. The fun part about parenting is that God likes to keep it interesting for us. We quickly realized that God gave us a child with a very different personality from our first, and this meant adjusting our parenting style to suit. Megan was a bit of a strong-willed child. I admire that about her, but a strong-willed child, as we quickly learned, can rule the home. There were some interesting days as we learned how to channel her God-given leadership abilities and ambition without crushing her spirit. Our household quickly learned the value of compromise, and that life lesson has served us all well. Today, Megan's strong-willed nature has given her the strength to profess her faith and stand up for what she believes despite what others may say. I have learned that while we are trying to raise and teach our children, they in return are teaching us even more. Parenting is tough. I have often said if I had any idea how emotional it was going to be, I'm not so sure I would have signed up. But I have come to realize that God uses these circumstances to build our own character. I have felt very judged by our world and my decision to be a stay-home mom. I would often get questions like, "What do you do all day? And do you find that satisfying?" It has often made me question my value as a mother and wife. Financially, I was not contributing to the family and maybe denying our kids the privilege of travel, nice clothes, being involved in more activities. Do I have any worth as a woman for not pursuing a career? As a stay-home mom, I have always felt I was never enough. There is a movie that is coming out that came out a couple years ago. It's called Mom's Night Out, and ironically, we are showing it at the church here Wednesday night. I found it hilarious and inspiring, and I encourage you ladies to come out and watch. The movie is about a mom, her best friend, and the pastor's wife, all trying to have a mom's night out while the dads stay home with the kids. Well, the night turns into chaos, and the events of the evening climax when they all end up at the police station with a tattoo artist named Bones. The scene in the movie we're going to show is something that really spoke to me.
No matter how hard I try, no matter how much I give, I'm not enough.
For who?
What?
Not enough for who?
I mean, Sean, the kids,
for my mother, God, everybody, I don't know.
You? Not enough for you. I was raised in church. This might surprise you, but I have since drifted from the faith.
Shocker.
My mama worked three jobs. I never met my daddy. I had to get up early and walk to school, but I'd wait up for her coming home from the diner. I'd wait up every night because she'd come home and she'd put me to bed and she'd tell me something. She'd tell me the same thing every night. He loves you, Charles. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, or how far you run, Jesus will always be loving you with his arms open wide, just for being you. And I'd smile and go off to sleep. You know, I saw something on Pinterest the other day. It was an eagle just caring for its young. It's a beautiful thing to watch one of God's creations just doing what he made it to do. Just being an eagle. And that's enough. Y'all spend so much time beating yourselves up. Must be exhausting. Let me tell you something, girl. I doubt the good Lord made a mistake giving your kiddos the mama he did. So you just be you. He'll take care of the rest.
I doubt the good Lord made a mistake giving you the kiddos he did. So you just be you and let him take care of the rest. How freeing this was for me to be reminded that God is always in control and always has a plan. Moms, I have learned we are not alone. We have the creator of the universe on our side. Nothing is impossible. He also gave us each other. I chose early in those years as a mom to isolate myself from other moms for fear of not measuring up. But instead, I should have sought out friendships that would be an encouragement to me. Moms, we are not perfect, and neither are our kids. We need to stop pretending like we've got it all together. We need to learn to be a little bit more transparent. Our shortcomings and insecurities may actually be an encouragement to someone else struggling in this crazy, stressful life we call parenting. I know it would have been for me. They say it takes a village to raise a child. I agree, but would like to caution you to be careful who is in your village. Our village has been our family here at OCC. There are no words that can express how grateful Dan and I are for the church family we have here. You are truly a blessing from God. You have shown great love and interest in Sarah and Megan, and you have helped us nurture them in the love for Christ. As much as Dan and I always want to be here for our kids, we are secure to know that our kids, when they need someone to talk to, have many of you with whom they feel very close to. We are confident that they will receive from you very biblical and loving advice. As parents, we could not imagine a better village to raise our children in than this one. Today is my first Mother's Day without my mom. I have learned this past year that it doesn't seem to matter how old we are. We always seem to need our moms. God richly blessed me with a great mom. Both my parents did their best to ensure we were raised in a loving, Christ-centered home. It was also my parents' desire for my mom to be a stay-home mom as long as she could, and it has taken me years to realize the sacrifices they made to make that happen. My mom taught me how to be hospitable. She always had the welcome mat out, and everyone who entered our home was welcomed with a warm smile and often fresh-baked cookies. Mom taught me the importance of serving. Until her very last days here on earth, she was serving in her church. At the age of 75, she was still serving the seniors' luncheon. I asked her when she was going to sit and enjoy the luncheon, and she assured me she couldn't see that happening. She loved to serve others. She loved to serve God. It is what brought her the most happiness. Mom taught me humility. One of Mom's pet peeves was bragging. Mom felt very strongly that it was not appropriate to brag about her children or grandchildren. But nonetheless, she found ways to ensure all 5 of her children and 10 of her grandchildren knew without a shadow of a doubt that she loved us dearly and was very proud of us. Mom taught us the value of family time. Mom had one rule, that no matter what, the entire family would sit down every night for dinner at the dinner table. Looking back, those dinners are my most cherished memories. Sometimes we'd sit there for an hour or two just talking about our day. Today, all 4 of my siblings and I are very close, and I attribute that to those mealtimes. Most importantly, Mom showed us the importance of living a life devoted to Christ. She was continually involved in Bible study, reading her Bible, and serving in her church, and our church. She prayed for all her children and grandchildren daily. Prayer was very important to Mom. I am grateful for the mom God gave me, and I am grateful for the opportunity to be a mom. And I'm especially grateful for a husband who has always made me feel that my job is very important. I have come to realize that on the days when I feel like the world is calling me a failure, I just need to remember I am right where God wants me to be, and He has given me everything I need to be a mom.